very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through. I'm seeing Children of the Void want smokers' rights.
Yes. Oh my God.
They're protesting in the street, you guys.
I'm not
Olympic champion Sarah Hughes.
I'm also not Olympic champion Adam Rippon.
And surprise, surprise, I'm also not Olympic champion Ashley Wagner.
Yeah, we don't allow Olympic champions on this podcast, but we might today.
Today.
If we'll you're see. Lucky.
Yes.
If you're very nice to us. St. Louis.
Love it.
What are your observations so far?
Okay, when I first got here, I want to say, I think, like, the architecture is, like, beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Lots
yes.
of nods. A yes, even. And I'm walking around, and I'm struck with a feeling, okay? And I'm going to tell you what it is. When I'm walking around, I see the buildings, I see the Art Deco, and immediately my mind goes, Soviet Union. And that's just the vibe that I'm getting. I didn't say anything about it.
Well,
you take that.
Immediately where my head goes.
You have been saying a lot about it.
He's looking around at this and he's like, oh, look at all of this Art Deco. It's like the Soviet Union. I'm like, you don't know what Art Deco is, first of all. Because this isn't it. This is brutalist architecture.
So. Yeah, yesterday Adam and I were on the street. Do you want to tell them what happened?
What happened?
When you... This is home?
Right.
This is how a lot of our conversations go.
So...
You want to do the thing we talked about before?
What's the thing we talked about?
Yeah, tell me. So, while we're here, I'm going to be doing some of the in-arena hosting tomorrow and Saturday.
Yes.
And so, we were doing a mic check... The like 2 days ago, and they were like, you know, just like speak into the mic, like make sure it's like going on. And of course, obviously, I had to let everyone in the arena. There's 10 people in the arena, by the way. And I'm letting everyone know, I'm like, I'm walking around, and I had to see if my Soviet Union joke would land.
Okay. Test audience.
It tests. Every good comic tests their material in an arena of 10 people. And so I said that, like, I was walking around, and it does look a little bit like the Soviet Union. And I could hear a murmur of, like, nervous laughter. And because Russians don't like to laugh. And so then I hear, there's a woman who's, like, right in front of me, and I did lose her, because she went, well, it's home. And I had to assure her, I didn't say anything bad about the Soviet Union.
Moscow right. is home for some people.
Yes. How she's feeling is on her.
Exactly. I can't make her feel anything. Well.
Other than that.
I did. I made her feel bad.
I do want to say, is everyone aware we're in an Olympic city? St. Louis. Yes. 1904 Olympic hosts. The Olympics were held alongside the World's Fair from July to November.
Too long.
What were they doing?
A lot
That's
of
That's a
things.
Long time to run.
Yes, they were running the whole time. Yeah,
That's
yeah.
the Some marathon.
The original ultra
right.
marathon.
Yeah, people are weaker these days.
It was the first Olympics not in Europe, and the first time that they did the modern gold, silver, bronze format. So in honor
what
of that,
were they doing before?
In honor of that, we're going to give out some pewter medals this weekend.
Yes, the famous. We're two famous pewter medalists up here.
Yeah. We were talking a couple weeks ago.
Let's hear for the pewter medalists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the ones who get to stand next to the podium. We were talking a couple weeks ago about how many pewters we had. I feel like I have about 12.
I only
can't
have
be right.
No, it's not right.
It's not.
Well, also wait. When we were getting ready, we were trying to figure out like how many national medals like have like each of us won, and I was like
Zero.
Trying to go through.
Thank you. Yes. None for me.
Yes. And so I was trying to think, and I was like came up with a number, and Ashley came back to me with a number where I was like, how do you have that many? because I don't think Ashley's qualified to like win 3 national titles, which she has.
Thank you so much.
But she came back and she was like, yeah, I have 15 medals. And I was like, that can't be right. And she was like, well, I'm counting all the novice and junior ones too. I was like,
oh no, that was just junior.
How many juniors?
I was bad at novice. I didn't have a double axel.
Oh, we both competed here 20 years ago.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to act shocked by that.
No, I am working the world feed with Ben Augusto, Angel, and he is introing the city, and he's like, host city. 20 years ago, I looked over at him, I slapped him across the face. I said, don't talk to me like that. It hasn't been 20 years. That makes me ill.
Yeah. I know.
How is the world feed going with Ben? Can we give it up for Ashley doing the world feed?
Thank you so much. I know that none of you have heard me. It's not my fault, and I have so many DMs being like, fix it. If I could, I would. I have no idea where it's going. So really, it's just kind of like Ben and I chatting to each other, which is so fun because Ben is a lovely person. So we're just hanging out. But I'm asking today, and I will demand today, I promise, but... that's not going to go far, so I don't know where it's going.
Yeah, Ashley loves to give a good demand.
I really
so
do. This
will go over really well, I'm sure.
Wait, but speaking of world feed, so we have to cover the national anthem. The person...
Let's hear for the national anthem.
Yeah, let's hear for patriotism.
That's right.
The person who sang the national anthem...
Amazing.
Someone needs to sign them to a contract.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They had the most I was crying. I was feeling patriotic.
I mean, on a Wednesday night, too.
To have that voice on a Wednesday night?
Patriotism on a Wednesday?
It's
oh
crazy.
Oh, my God. I wasn't
ready. I don't
ready.
Like it.
That's what the Soviet Union does to you.
Yeah. That's home.
It'll get you. It's home.
It's home.
It is
she
home.
She was so mad. She was furious. She was ready to, like, storm
the Capitol.
Was it you? It was you.
It was you?
You were mad. Were you mad? It's home.
We
no.
are.
Yes.
The Soviet. I never said anything bad about. And it's beautiful. It wasn't.
Wait.
It was high praise.
I just want to let you know this is amazing for me because Adam is the most conflict avoidant person I've ever met. And he has to resolve conflict face to face.
Right.
I love this, Sarah, and I love this.
Yes. Yeah, we're, well, if I was in the middle, we would be in order of least to most confrontational, I think.
It's true.
Yes. Until today.
Wait, speaking of us having a good experience, though, I want to give it up for Winterfest and the Gateway Arch Park Foundation
yes.
who have us here.
Yes.
These are our friends here. Please thank them. And obviously also U.S. Figure Skating, who helps us put these on. So thank you very much to all of them.
You know what I also want to thank U.S. Figure Skating for? We have done some guerrilla marketing, and we have posters
yes.
everywhere, and they said, we don't see anything.
Yeah.
And they
were
let
like,
us do
who
it.
Put those posters up? We don't know.
We don't
have
know.
No idea.
We're standing there holding a box of posters and a roll of tape, and they're like...
Ashley's fingers
up?
Are rubbed raw from the tape. And we're like, we don't know, bloody fingers.
Ashley's posting videos of us putting them up on the internet. And they're like, yeah, we don't know where those came from. We just have no idea.
Have you guys seen them throughout the arena? Has anyone run into the bathroom? Yes.
Okay, Sarah helped me put up some of them, but my favorite part of that was I got to decide, like, what stall had a little sign. It felt like a little gift.
Your
we
stall.
Also have those on event level in the women's bathroom, so I think the person who it actually belongs to will come forward.
Yes,
Alyssa Liu.
Alyssa Liu. Yes.
Alyssa Liu, confess.
Well, so if what we're talking about is last year at Nationals, Ashley found a half-drank shot of Fireball and a vape in at event level the bathroom and sent us a picture and said you have to figure out whose this is.
Yes.
So it is missing.
And we might find it this week, am I right?
We're right.
Yes.
Well, the women found something last night.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think Ashley is going to talk to us about the performance of the night.
Okay, the performance of the night. Amber's great. Sonia Helmer. Sonia Helmer! Okay, I know last night wasn't like perfect for her. I don't care. I really don't care.
No.
I love that program, that footwork. And when I was commentating with Ben, he's like, I have a fun fact for you. And I said, say more, Ben, please. He recorded those sounds. Yeah, so he like had a little microphone and they recorded those sounds on a session together, and those are actually her little tippity-taps feats.
I'm curious how they did that, because is he like setting microphones around the entire, because she's moving. So
I
it's
wonder
like,
if he's like following her.
Yeah, but if he's following her, his blades would be picked up on the thing. Like she would have to be out there by herself.
Surely. She's not like on a, like, she can't be on like a public, she's not at Winterfest.
Yeah. She's at Winterfest. She did it here.
Which also you can skate out.
Drone. Is
they
that true?
A drone. Nick.
Nick. I literally just
Nick McCarville, everyone. Nick McCarville. On her skates.
That would make sense.
Oh, okay. That does make sense.
That would make sense.
I do love that everyone here is like, I think this is how she did it. And I'm literally telling you that Ben told me how they did it.
Well, but isn't it fun to listen to us think about how they might?
I know. It is so fun. It's so fun.
There were other performances, obviously. One, that last warm-up was like one of the best warm-ups of a national, any like competition. I've never seen anything like it. Like, bam, 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 bam. I'm going to talk a little bit about Alyssa. Alyssa was amazing.
Yeah.
And she reminds me of a story that I want to tell. Because obviously her hair is incredible. And it's reminding me, so I, at Nationals 10 years ago, getting ready for Nationals, I, in that season, was, defiantly gay.
Yeah.
And was like, I'm going to have...
And now you're just passively gay.
Yes. Yeah. And so I started out as, like, bleach blonde hair, which is a sign of, like,
mental
inner turmoil, right?
Yeah.
And then that turned into, like, to tone it, you use, like, purple shampoo. And I used too much purple shampoo, so my hair was purple.
Yes.
And I remember I went to like Moscow, Russia with purple hair, and I was like, they can lock me up if they want. And I was like,
it's
whatever.
Home.
It's home. And I remember, that was hilarious.
Thank you.
And I remember that, like, getting ready for the U.S. Championships, there was, like, somebody who, like, came to monitor us at the rink, and they were like, yeah, I really think that, like, you should dye your hair back to, like, a natural color. And I think that, like, it's just, like, you don't know who, what judge it might rub the wrong way or whatever, and you don't want that to be, like,
right,
something
right, they're
that...
they might know you're gay.
Right. Which, at this point, again, I was... aggressively gay.
Yes.
Defiantly. And I dyed my hair, and they were like, you just look back. And Ashley was even like, you're going to look back at the pictures, and you're just going to want to like have natural hair. And I'm glad.
I'm always so focused on what you're going to.
The photos. The photos. And so I just think that it's amazing that 10 years later, now we have somebody who has the most insane hair I've ever seen. And I love it. I do love the progress we've made in 10 years.
Well, no, here's the thing. They know that they can't tell her to change her hair because she does not care enough.
No, she'll quit
Exactly.
No, she will.
They're like, she's barely here as is. We can't say anything.
Yeah. No, they're just like, we love it.
She's actively talking about retirement at the Nationals
press
conference.
No, she's doing half a shot of Fireball and vaping in the bathroom.
Yes.
Which also would not violate any doping concerns.
Everybody's.
She's the people's princess.
Okay, Adam, your child.
My daughter, Isabeau Levito. There's nothing that gets me in the mood like a little zooby zooby zoo.
Zooby zooby zoo.
She was phenomenal. Again, this was just like skate after skate, and not to mention Brady and
Sarah. Yes.
And Elise. I mean, the whole last warm-up. And I really think it got kicked off with, like, Joey and Star, who were amazing.
Yeah.
They were also amazing.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Joey and Star.
Amber Glenn. Yeah. I want to talk about Amber Glenn.
Wait, but before we get to Amber, I want to talk about the hose on their toes.
But that, okay. Go on.
I just can't believe that I'm living in an era where she be keeping them hoes on their toes. Is being said at a national press
conference. For those
of
you who don't know what happened, the three girls were in a presser last night after the short program. Sorry, the three women. And they
The
three hoes. And they were asked to say something that they like about each other. And Isabeau said about Alyssa, she keeps the hoes on their toes.
Amen, sister.
I do not know.
Yeah, no context.
Who the hoes are in that sentence. Is it like the other girls in the event? Is right. it the hoes at large?
The hoes at large?
Yeah.
Is the hoes incredible.
On the streets.
This right. hoe is on her toes.
I'm on my toes
sure.
all yeah. the
I'm
time.
I'm like, is she going to tone her hair?
Yeah,
she did. She brought toner.
Yeah. Who brought toner?
Alyssa.
For her hair?
Well, it's already been toned and you didn't notice, so that's the problem.
Yes. Yes, that is. Yeah. She is? Today?
Girl.
What?
This Alyssa. Girl is insane. She's also going to be skating out there on the public.
Yeah.
With yeah. her friends.
Yes. Probably.
Uh-huh.
Love her.
Oh, God, I do love her, though. Like, did anybody watch that 60 Minutes piece?
Yeah.
It's amazing. She really is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just, like, is amazing.
No, my favorite part of the 60 Minutes piece, though, was when they were talking to both coaches, and they're like, how many times collectively have you been fired by her dad?
And Philip goes, 3.
2 by text.
Yeah. So, Sarah.
Yeah,
Adam. Amber.
I did have tears I had to wipe away when Amber got her scores.
Yeah. She was so good.
When I was a researcher for NBC in a long time ago, I was at Nationals in 2017, and Ashley and I were friends at that time. And
we're not anymore.
And we're not anymore. But we went, I was at the draw to like, because back then it was like not, they did like, you know, the like real draw. And I would send it out immediately instead of waiting for them to like email it out so that our broadcast team would have it right away. So I would sit in the draw with the skaters. And then I was chit-chatting with Ashley after, and I was like, oh, I'm going back to the hotel. Do you need a ride? And she was like, yeah, great. I like think I'm going to miss the shuttle. And a young Amber Glenn is standing nearby and is like, oh, did we miss the shuttle? And I was like, no, you're getting in our car.
Yeah.
And she rode back with us in the hotel, and I had like this neon green hamster car was my rental car. Do you remember from the Kia Soul commercials?
There was a period where you were actively trying to get that car every rental.
Because it was funny.
It's funny.
That was funny, and it's not anymore.
A classic Sarah staple. There she goes in her lime green Kia Soul.
But this like little teenage Amber rode in the car home and was like so intimidated by Ashley. Not me, but like she was like very quiet, but like trying to like keep up, like talk to us. And I was thinking about that as she got an 83 last night at pre-Olympic Nationals. I was not nervous when Isabeau started. I was not nervous when Alyssa started. I was nervous when Amber started.
I feel like these three women are just kind of, they felt so much more relaxed to me than I've ever seen them skate. I was like, no, they're all going to do their job.
You know what it feels like to me? Like for the first, usually like when it when we're talking about like a women's event and like these individual athletes, it feels like, okay, like this, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, they're going to do this. Because they're so like, they're good friends between each other, this really gives me like gymnastics team vibes.
Yeah.
Like there's just the camaraderie, and I do feel that like if, you know, they all skate well and it is those three girls on the Olympic team, women, excuse me. it does feel like they're going in as like a unit.
Yes.
In a way that I've never felt about a singles figure skating team before.
The three hoes.
on their toes.
The hoes are on their toes. It does feel like they feed off each other in a really positive way.
Yeah.
You know, because some of them are more emotional skaters than others in terms of like letting their emotions be like their nerves is what I mean. And I feel like people like someone like Alyssa rubs off in a positive way on that type of person of like, it's fine. Just who cares?
Right.
Well, it's you not look that, insane and, yeah. like, if you, know, you it's don't not that join serious. That.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's not that serious.
Yeah.
And she was only able to realize that because she left. And that's, I think, her biggest strength is her perspective of there's this whole big world out there and I'm choosing to be here. That's the healthiest reason to be skating.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it is serious, but she's doing it for... Why, like, she wants to challenge herself. Like, it just, she's doing it for, like, all the right reasons.
For herself. She's doing it for herself. It's so cool to see.
Yeah. And it's great that she can get her hair done today, too. Isn't that amazing?
That's a relief. sorry. No, and I also think it's amazing for them to all have basically an Olympic moment already, like an Olympic Nationals moment, so that hopefully they go into the free skate kind of knowing, like, they've done what they need to do. Like, I do not think there's a scenario where they are not the Olympic team.
I agree.
And I hope that's very freeing for them in the free skate to get, like, great performances out of them on Friday. So,
And
tomorrow. Oh, my God.
I know. And like you were saying, with Amber, like, when she... This was just the best I've ever seen her skate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we've seen her skate, like, clean programs before, but there's always, like... She's very hard on herself, where there's always, like, oh, my back's hurting after this, like, or she's, like, pounding on her hip or something, and I'm like... Just like, be like, celebrate what you're doing. And like, last night was the first time ever where I was like, she's being a champion. She's like, I really, really respected Amber. Like, I was like, she's a famous skater.
Here's how I know you're a true, true, true fan.
Because
when she's like, ah, my back, you're like, I fucking love that she did that. And now she didn't do that. And you're like, I fucking love that she didn't do that.
I'm a flip-flopper.
You're tried and true loyal.
Yeah, that is
true. That's true. It doesn't matter what she does.
You're right. It's like fine. It's fine.
We like it.
Oh, so good.
So we had the pairs short program also yesterday. Come on.
Give it up big for the pairs.
Elise,
you know how treacherous that event could have been? The fact that it was that event deserves more than a...
I mean, a 4:30 on a Wednesday to kick off Olympic Nationals is a hard position, too, I think. So I was actually, like, thrilled with some of this skating that we got. Alyssa and Misha, obviously, excellent.
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 She's so impressive because in the warm-ups and even in the practices, I'm like, she can't do a triple toe. And then she'll go out and do the best one in the event. And I feel like she does that often. Like, she's... And, you know, everybody's different, like, in these warm-ups and at events and everything. But, like, when you're in the, like, the it's time to go, she shows up. And I think that's so impressive.
She is the most intense person I've ever met. And I'm saying that with the person that I've actually called the most intense person I've ever met in the room.
In the room?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I just, it's a shame, though, too, because I feel like they've really hit a stride. And I don't know that they're, you know, going to be eligible in
time. So let's talk about that. Sarah, you were talking to us a little bit about what needed to happen, or at least what the rules are with citizenship and being named to the team.
Yeah. So, okay. So everybody knows, I think, that the Olympic team is being announced on Sunday via a gala spectacular. That's my pronunciation.
That's French for
not
spectacular.
There. That's Russian. Because we're
Russian.
In the Soviet
Union. Excuse me.
But the selection itself is happening like normal. So after on Friday night, after the pairs and women are done, they will have their selection meetings that night. And the skaters will find out that night if they made the team because, you know, the committee and U.S. Figure Skating Philly was cruel to make them wait till Sunday, right? So they will find out like they normally would. They're just not allowed to tell anyone until Sunday. And the USOPC rules about citizenship are very, very clear and very inflexible about citizenship. It's that you have to have your citizenship before the selection committee meets. So it's Friday and it's not Sunday. So we're on a very compressed timeline for Alyssa to get news and to make that happen. But that is my understanding of what's happening this weekend. So, and the USOPC has never really bent on that rule. That's the way it is, and that's how you keep it fair for everybody. But it's just...
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
But yes. You know what is absolutely crazy to me? I was reading that the two people kind of in charge within the government to help make this happen would be Liz Warren, who I'm like, trust with my life.
Of course.
And Ted Cruz. Oh, I know.
Yeah. I don't know. Trust with my vacation during a winter storm.
Right. My travel.
Trust in my travel, for sure.
Yeah, so I guess we do have to hope when Alyssa gets her hair done today, she's also picking up a passport.
The other performance of the night in pairs, Audrey Shin, Balazs Nagy.
I know.
Amazing.
They were absolutely phenomenal. And my favorite fun fact is they went and worked with Tessa Virtue on this mm-hmm. program. And there's this moment of choreography where she just like, ugh, I screeched into the microphone so loud. And then Ben mentioned this to me afterwards. They kept on slow-moing it because I think they liked that I made a sound. And I kept on going, hi, Tessa, hi, Tessa. And then I just kept on saying hi to Tessa. It looked just like her. It was amazing.
Yeah, no, they were so good. And you know what? Like on the practice on Tuesday, you know, they didn't have their best practice. And I, you know, and like you're not sure, like obviously everybody's so nervous at this event. And it's sort of like what you're saying about Alyssa, like you look at them and like you don't know what happens when like the lights are on and the adrenaline hits, you know what I mean? And it was just amazing to see them do, I think, probably the best short program in the event, and like for my
agreed.
Favorite
mm-hmm.
and do it so well. And I think we have someone to help us talk about that.
We do. And actually, this is our very special treat. We decided that we would have a very special guest today, and they are, above anything, a Patreon subscriber. And it's important you know that they've paid us so far $10. And not only have they paid us $10, they're also an Olympic champion. Mm-hmm. And we would like to introduce our special guest today, Megan Duhamel.
Come on up, Megan!
It's over here, so just have her go over here.
All right. Here. You take my seat.
Okay. I'm so excited to be here because I'm a big fan of the run-through.
We're
and Patreon.
A Patreon subscriber because I had to listen to Dance Floor number 4.
Of course.
Here's the thing, though. You could have been
as
like,
I was
can
driving.
You send that to us? We would have sent it to you.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like donate my $10
so yeah.
to wherever it goes.
Well,
like a
it's
small
going,
coffee.
Yeah,
like
a really small coffee. Coffee. Yes, absolutely.
But Megan, you have so many. You're a world champion. You're an Olympic champion. But one title you don't have, and not to rub it in, is a U.S. title. How does that make you feel? It is still in the works.
We're on our way. This is my first U.S. nationals, and I will say it's very different than Canadian nationals because Canadian nationals is very small nowadays. So this feels like coming to world championships, like the venue and the rink, and there was an audience. I can't believe there's an audience at nationals. That's very exciting. so, you know, hopefully Canada gets back there, but for now, like, you guys are living in a good time here.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's because in the Soviet Union, you can compel them to come.
Right.
There's
the
no
event.
Choice.
Yeah.
You're enjoying yourself, right?
Right.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about like Audrey and Balazs yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, they were amazing. They're still so new to pairs. I mean, what is it like to get them like prepared for this event? And like, what is it like for them? You know, obviously, I imagine that their goal is to be on that Olympic team. Take us through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the skate that they put out there yesterday is a skate that we see literally every single day. But of course, it's more exciting when it's on a grand stage like nationals when the pressure was really, really high. They are a brand new team. This is their second season together. They train in Canada with me and with Bruno. And they had a rocky season. Like, I mean, they went out this summer and there was a big like selection competition to go to China to get the third Olympic pair spot. And they went out at this competition in August and they nailed it. They did a clean short, clean long. They won the competition by like a bucket load of points and they were chosen to go to China. And then that kind of became like the beginning of the end. It was like the beginning of the season, but things deteriorated real fast. It was a lot of pressure on such a new team. And, you know, like I felt really bad for them at times as they were going to China and when we were there and they were dealing with all of that pressure. And I think that they dealt with it really well and they skated the best they could in the circumstance that they were in. But when we didn't get that spot, the Olympic dream didn't die because our goal all along was to win U.S. Nationals. Our goal wasn't to get the third Olympic spot. It was to get the first Olympic spot. So the goal didn't change. The path to get there just did. And we came back home. We went to work. They had a great Grand Prix. They competed internationally and did really well. But I felt like they were competing really well, but they weren't scoring their short program as high as what they were delivering. They were landing the jump. They were landing the throw. The twist was good. The lifts were good. But the score was always a bit low. So one day in the middle of like a really emotional meeting that we were all having, I was like, guys, I'm a strategist and you need to listen to me right now.
Yeah.
If I was you, I would get a new short program. And I think you should do what I would do. And they were like, okay.
I would do whatever you would do.
100%.
And I was really worried. Like I was like shaking and I was like, if they don't listen to me, it's over. I knew it. And I was like, they need to listen to me right now. And they were like, okay, sure. And we sat there and we found music and then they went on the ice and we started re-choreographing it. And then I brought in Tessa a few days later to come and touch it all up. But I will be fair, we have to give choreographer Balaj a lot of credit because he did a lot of that.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Your Tessa moment was a Balaj.
Really?
Creation.
I need to go apologize.
Okay. But Tessa came and made it better.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah,
of
but
course.
He made it.
Balaj did a lot of it, but then he was like, he didn't want people to know because he's like, if they think it's my work, they're not going to like it.
Not
and I was like,
true.
No, you need to tell people
Wait,
it's your work.
He doesn't
this is your future as a choreographer.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I'm telling everyone.
A lot of it was Balaj, and then Tessa came in and like sprinkled her genius all over it.
Of course.
And that was really fun, like to bring her into the rink and work with everybody.
Oh my
and then
God.
Here we are skating like we do at home with one more skate to go.
The road that you just kind of paved, I find so fucking badass. We weren't going after that third Olympic spot. We were going after the first Olympic
love
spot.
That. That
you have
so
to keep like
good.
Your mind in the game, right?
Yeah.
And like we couldn't let that like take them off the tracks for the season because they're such a new team that every week is so valuable. Mm-hmm. When you're a new team, in 1 week you improve leaps and bounds. When you're a seasoned team, those improvements come like really small. But as a new team, then they skated well at the Grand Prix France, and then they went to an international in Austria, and they skated really well. And then we went to Zagreb and like put out some massive numbers, and it was like, now we're confident. Like now we really feel like we're in the game. And they came in here with the third highest U.S. pair score this season. So I know a lot of people remember China, but like we're remembering Zagreb, and we're remembering Tessa and all these great things, and I think they're ready to do a really great long, so it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, you're remembering yelling at them at a meeting. Being like, listen to me.
I was like,
I'm right.
Guys, please make the right choice and listen to me right now.
I love this.
Well, and also, in case it wasn't clear, when Ashley said the most intense person she knows is in the room.
It's Megan. It's Megan.
Olympic champion and I think future U.S. champion.
I hope so.
Duhamel.
I heard there's a trophy.
There is a trophy.
We don't have a trophy. I don't have a trophy.
What?
I have no trophy.
Well, we never get the trophy.
We don't get the trophy.
I don't
there's
care. I
want
to see the trophy.
I'm
I
sure
the trophy's around.
There's
a display.
Yes.
That's amazing. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
What have you been winning all these years?
Tim Hortons coupons. Have some Timbits.
Some Timbits, yeah. Honestly, I'd be happy.
Yeah, that's a good prize. It's home, right?
Right.
Wait, Megan, you and I have toured together, and very often we would like have rehearsals, and I'd be like, I need some cookies, I need some coffee, and we'd like take a break, and you'd be sipping like tea. And I think anyone who drinks tea is superior, just right off the bat.
But like I had my coffee first.
No, I know, but then
in private.
All tour, I would be just reckless, and I'd be looking at you being like, I should probably be doing what Megan is doing.
But
like,
the season
I am
was around the corner, Ashley.
I know, we had this
conversation.
I was like, I was training every day. I was the only one, but like my partner wasn't, but I was.
No, I know. I was looking at you being like, she's going to go far. I'm going to go not as far. Because you're drinking tea.
And that did happen.
That did happen.
Good days.
Those are good days.
Times. Megan, so you not only are working with Audrey and Balazs, but also Riku and Ryuichi, a favorite for an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah.
Or I should say a contender among the favorites, yeah. Right? Can you tell us about working with them and also about working with teams who are on just such different tracks at different times in their careers, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about Audrey and Balazs who are making these leaps and bounds trying to make an Olympic team. And then you have your Japanese pair who is potentially on track to win the Olympics, not just make the Olympics. What is that like?
You know, like at first, I think it's really special for a team like Audrey and Balazs to be able to train with Riku and Ryuichi every single day. Mm. Because like, Riku and Ryuichi were once Audrey and Balazs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice for all the teams, like the novice pair teams we have and everybody that gets to train with them, because they're just such a great example of hard work and tenacity and dedication to the sport. And they work harder than anybody else. They are so focused. I mean, they've moved their lives to North America for figure skating, right? Mm. And they've been training really, really well throughout the season. You know, over the last few years, we've had some, like Bruno's with his coaching and with them, blips with like the confidence and the emotion and the yeah. pressure and injuries and all these things. And there's been just a big focus right now on enjoying the season, being present. And every time they go to a competition, I always tell them, I said, remember when this was where you wanted to be.
Yeah. Mm.
And I always tell Ryuichi, I'm like, remember when you weren't qualifying for the long program and you dreamed of being where you are right now. You have to like hold that. That's so special. And that's been like something really big for them this season, like just remembering when this was only a dream to be where they are right now. Oof. And, you know, they've got some great material. They have some really great quality
they do.
To their skating. And the international pair scene is so exciting. So,
yes,
I mean,
it really is.
There's a lot of great skates at the Olympics, at Nationals too. And hopefully amongst all those great skates that my skaters come out on the very top.
Yeah, exactly.
Strategist.
Because I like to win.
Strategist.
Never lose sight. Never no. lose sight.
So we did mention earlier that you are a Patreon subscriber. You had to listen to another Dance Floor episode.
Wearing a smoker's rights
yes.
pin
yes.
right Very now. Excited.
She drinks tea and she supports smoking.
You know, I should drink more tea. Maybe that's what's wrong with my life right now. I don't drink
more tea.
Anymore.
That's it. Anytime yes. I think
sometimes
my life
there's
is
five
off.
Coffees a day, but I don't drink enough tea.
You need
well, no,
more
five
tea.
Coffees yeah. a day is the problem. Actually,
I wanted it down with wine.
There you go.
High than low. I love it.
So you were a big fan of the lore. We wanted to know, like, what were your favorite moments of the lore that we did this summer?
I mean, I really love just the dance lore in
I
general.
Yes.
But I often wonder, like, did I love it because I knew the least about it? Or did I love it because it's just filled with the most fascinating yeah. characters
yes.
and information. I think it was like a little bit of each. But I mean, I used to listen every day, like to the lore, just to your weekly episodes. And then I enter the rink on a Wednesday and I educate everybody on what your episode was about.
Thank you.
Of course.
I tell them all. And I'm like, didn't you guys listen to the podcast?
wait,
I don't have time. When do you have time?
And Audrey and Balazs were like, she makes us listen to it in the car.
I did. Yeah. Audrey was like, I want to listen to the Skate America podcast, the live show podcast. We had to drive to Buffalo to pick up new skates of hers one day. So we listened to the live shows on our drive to America.
You are really doing a lot of promo for us.
Yeah. And then as I was listening, I was like, I hope they don't say anything bad about U.S. pairs right now.
Could you imagine?
Is there, when you were listening to the lore, was there anything that you were like, oh, I wish that they covered that or that we skipped, like, throughout any of the disciplines?
Give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Like, I mean, I think you could have talked about me more.
Yeah.
Just, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally
yeah.
kidding.
No.
I'm
No.
That's so
don't
weird.
Joke. You're serious. No, and you should.
Like, I'm telling you this as a joke. I'll tell everybody. It's funny. He won't care. I was, I had to explain the smoker's rights pin to Elia the other day. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, they're like the lore episodes this summer. And he was like, what are you talking about? So I had to explain to him. And then I was like, your mom would know who she is. Like, she can tell you more stories. And then I was telling him, like, you know, they did the dance lore, the men's lore, the ladies lore, the pairs lore. And he was like, oh, yeah, they probably talked about me a lot. And then I was like, they probably talked about you a lot, but not about me a lot.
Yeah, but, we did not talk about him a lot. Spoiler.
No, because you didn't cover his career, like that time
you
frame.
You can't
right,
talk about someone's lore when they're still loring.
That's true.
Maybe you guys can let them know that.
No, yeah, when they're still lurking.
Yeah, right. Retire, then we'll talk about you.
I think like you can like pick characters from each like discipline and like do like a deep dive.
Totally.
Almost like a book.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to do the deep dive on the Nicole Bobeck book that came out.
That's a good one, yeah.
Right?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that would be
my favorite thing about the book. I have not read the book yet. It's the thing I'm going to do as soon as the season is over, and I'm going to read it. And I remember that she was doing promo for the book, and she was talking about a story that had happened, and she was like, well, to find out what happened next, you have to read the book.
Oh, that was good.
And I was like, Nicole,
that was good.
That happened 20 years ago. We know what happened next.
I don't. I'm like, what happened?
Target audience.
Yes.
Ashley Wagner, target audience.
So we have some special guests who just kind of popped in. Can we just hear for Balazs and Audrey who are in the back?
Wait. Okay. Two things. So
this is important. This is important.
Well, first of all, Balazs, we just found out that you had a huge part in choreographing your short program. Okay, Humble
King. I told them all.
We love it. Love
ha
it.
Ha ha.
Yes. And then second, I have a story that is best told by Adam about Audrey because it's the most horrifying moment of my life.
Okay, so if you when Audrey was really young, we all trained together. So we know Audrey like as a baby. And
yes.
So
you can do this.
Audrey had skated, and in this competition, she had like a rough skate at this national. We've all had them, okay? She had a rough skate.
Yes.
And she got a few under rotations. It'll never happen again. I know that. That's my girl.
Yeah, she's rotating.
Yeah, and Ashley went in to give Audrey a hug. This was like after you were doing the world feed.
I was doing the world feed and trying to be like big sister and.
Supportive.
You're gonna tell this story, and I'm gonna promise after I said it, I have never been more horrified in my life. Okay, go ahead.
So she gives Audrey a hug. So Ashley's told me this story. I've never seen it, so I'm retelling it through my own like skewed point of view, yes, which is
more
dramatic.
But you're the storyteller of the group.
So she gives Audrey a hug, and she goes, "Those rotations, you're so close."
And I let go of her, and I immediately
did that happen.
Okay. Audrey, I said this to you, and then as I left, I said, "What the fuck?"
She could have said right back at you.
Yeah, she could have said, "How are those 2 feet landing going for you?"
No, I remember seeing Ashley right after it happened, and she looked
white
at me with,
as a ghost.
I mean, there's no color left in her face. I was like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "I did something bad."
Because I'm a bitch, but just not to people. Like, I don't know what I was trying to do. It was like my mother was speaking through me or something.
That happens to the best of us. Yeah. Well, she's more than close now, I'd say.
Yeah, so
yes.
Like 5-10 years later, good job.
You really were so close.
So, Megan, we were wondering before you go if you would be up for a game of Fierce or Flutz with us.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to play?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's low stakes. It's low stakes.
Okay. Yeah, it is low stakes.
Fierce or Flutz, three jump combos
I think
in the pairs
fierce.
Free skate.
No,
oh, she's
don't.
Not even going to finish
it.
Oh,
God.
Adam is wrong.
No,
because I have seen some good three jump combos with my own eyes in real life, and I don't think you have.
I have.
Because when it's done well, it's really
when
impressive.
Is it
it's like,
done
wow.
Well?
Oh my God, wow. It's oh my God, wow. Yeah. I see it done well by them all the time, and Riku and Ryuchi all the time.
It's
maybe
just,
you're just not watching the right skating.
Oh no.
You really are. She is American. No.
That is.
It makes me
fuck
mad.
Canada.
You're always on the like get rid of the three jump combos.
Yes.
And I'm like, no, Adam, shut up.
You do four jump combos. Yes. She wants four jump combos.
Do more.
Don't stop until you die.
You should jump for four straight minutes.
So that's fierce.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, right. Don't get me started.
That's
well aware.
You haven't started?
All right. Well, I think that was pretty definitive.
So remember when I was saying that she's the most intense person I've ever met in my life? We
okay.
love it.
Next prompt. Okay. Forward outside death spirals.
They'll turn on you if you get this wrong, yeah. I think.
No. I don't know, actually, your stance on this, but I think it's fierce. And I think Elisa has the best
yes.
one
okay.
in
yes.
the world.
Yes.
And it's done beautifully. It's done really nice when you're not holding your foot.
Yeah,
let's
why?
Just say that.
Let it go.
Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
I think that's like that's where I stand on it. When you're not holding your foot, it looks great.
Okay.
And it's really hard. So yes. like when I watch somebody do it, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
But when
so
you watch
I'm
somebody do it
impressed.
And hold their foot, how
like,
do you
I'm
feel?
I'm still impressed, but I think it's ugly.
But annoying.
Yes.
like, yeah. I'm like, why do they need to
just
do
let
that?
Go.
But I do. It is very impressive for the female to hold that forward outside.
Why is it? So much hard. Is it because like when you're leaning back, you can like hit the toe or like you?
Is it like
and
a tension?
And there's less resistance, yeah. from what I understand. I tried to teach it to one of our like junior teams at the rink, and they can do it pretty well. We studied.
Okay.
And like there's a lot less resistance, and you need to press your body and your foot on like a weird angle, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very awkward. It's awkward.
Okay. Because okay. so, that's what it looks like sometimes. It just looks like. A little awkward.
And yeah. it's really hard to work with the tension and the resistance that's needed in the desk.
I don't want to do that.
No.
But no.
like, because it's impressive, for you. It's fierce.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. okay. Final prompt. Give him where we are. Russian pears.
I haven't seen Russian pears in so long.
It's been 18 years.
It always felt really good to beat a Russian pear.
I bet.
I haven't seen them in a long time, but I did see a clip of Boykova's throw quad sow mm-hmm. from Russian Nationals. That was really impressive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of Tamara Moskvina and any work that she does.
Yes.
So high respect to that, and I enjoy watching that.
Who is your favorite Russian pear to beat?
Candyman.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Love
Let's that. Hometown glory them to the ground.
Wow.
That's right.
Tarasova Morozov.
No, but you know what? Yes. It always felt like, even like Shui and Han and the Russian pears, is like what they were doing seemed like a magic trick sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, why does everything they do looks like a magic trick? And like, I have to work so hard to perform these magic tricks that they can do so easily. Like, I will say that.
Yeah. But we watched you and thought you were doing magic tricks, too.
Well, that's nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
You I would, don't mean it.
You, as a skater, would do, like, you would rather drop dead than not land something.
Of course.
And I always...
I'm not going out there fall. Are
no.
you?
No. Sometimes I was like, it's going to happen.
It's an option.
Yeah,
it's
no, I can't let it be an option.
No.
It's just not an option.
That's our girl.
Oh my God.
That's American speak,
yes.
by the way. She's picked up the dialect yeah. so well.
I want that title so bad.
Yes, you do.
I want the trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one title she doesn't have, U.S. champion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She just
maybe
won the,
soon.
Like, I mean, it might have to be an adult skating, but like I could still.
But
do
you
it.
Would do that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I know. Of course she would.
Obviously.
Yes.
Do you want to do it too?
I would do it. Like adult nationals?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. In a heartbeat. I would do it. We need to rally
Look
some.
Look for us as a dance team.
Yes. We need to rally some like retired skaters to like all. To, We will do that. Yeah, with Midori Ito.
It's my
yeah.
goal in life. It's on my bucket list.
Great.
I can only go in 2026, because you have to wait 8 years. Did you know that?
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Do you know it is 2026?
Yeah, so like now I can go. But I'm not
you
ready.
You can get started right out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a rink for you.
Yeah, it's pretty
Alyssa Lou will be out there in a minute. Yeah. Wow. Some incredible information
yes.
from Megan Duhamel.
Thank you, Megan.
Yes,
thank you for joining
so
us.
For joining
thank
us.
You.
We adore you.
Guys, give it up for Megan.
Thank you, yeah. Megan. All good, yes.
Woo!
Woo! So good.
Wow.
She's intense.
And now this podcast has an Olympic gold medal.
Yes. Yeah. Finally, Woo. We finally have a real Olympic champion.
It's that easy, folks. We won one now.
All you have to do is pay us $10. And you could be up here too. Good luck, Elijah. Balaj and Audrey, everybody.
All right, so we don't have that much time left, but let's talk about today. The rhythm dance is in 2 hours.
Yes.
Our friends at Netflix have announced a docuseries. I don't know if everybody saw that, called Glitter and Gold, where they're following three of the top international teams. Several of our close friends are working on that documentary, including, you guessed it, Michelle Ellis.
Yeah.
And so I think you know that you can trust the quality of that series.
Absolutely.
Yes. I would trust, there's two women who have been on the podcast who I would trust with my life. No offense to the two next to
you
me.
You shouldn't trust your
Megan
life with us.
Megan Duhamel.
Yes.
And Michelle Ellis.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's completely fair.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this documentary because I think it's going to be really great because they're following like adult athletes and it's their own personal like story. And honestly, the dance is the most like dramatic.
Yeah.
They're going to be crying over Choctaws. They're going to be.
I mean, there might be a dog in it named
yes.
Scout. We don't know.
Yeah. Scout
anybody
the dog,
could be
yes.
in it. And yeah, absolutely. It's going to be fun. I think we're going to do some bonus content about the series. So be excited for that.
Yes.
And now let's talk about today. I want to say that one of the teams I'm most excited to see is Caroline Green and Michael Parsons today.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, Caroline Green asked me for a smoker's rights pin.
Isn't that amazing?
So we can't wait to see them. I feel very
I hope it's
like
on her costume,
huh?
I hope she's
oh, I
wearing
hope.
It.
She should put it. She's gonna put it on. That's what she said. It's very '90s
very.
To be smoking.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. I feel very tense about the third dance spot. I feel tense a lot, but I'm so excited to watch these programs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, I think like these teams know that the pressure's on. A lot of them have reworked their material. The Shibutanis have a new rhythm dance. And like you said, Green and Parsons, they've reworked everything. They have new costumes. Everybody's coming in, like, giving it their absolute all. This is going to be one of the most... All of the events are very... Olympic Nationals is the best...
Best event of the quad.
Yes. I think it's one of the best competitions.
Yes.
Like, sometimes even more exciting than... The Olympics.
Oh, well, sometimes the Olympics is like, that's the exhibition.
Yeah.
Well, they've made it there.
I think for a lot of people, that's the case, right?
Yeah.
There's a few skaters who really have real Olympic medal aspirations, but a lot of the Olympic field is not like that. You know, it's like the dream come true is being there
yeah.
so they can sort of have fun and be free. And here, the dream hasn't come true yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the stakes feel just very high. And it makes for an amazing competition because I feel like it forces people to skate their very best, and we get what we got last night.
Mm-hmm.
So, Christina and Anthony have new costumes for their rhythm dance, and they've reworked the whole thing. So it's the same music, but the elements are in a completely different order. And so I'm really excited to see them perform that, and obviously Perfume on Saturday.
Oh, I can't
so
wait.
So excited for Perfume.
Yeah, I was so excited when I liked their free dance this year, but I like, you know, we were talking to Maddie Hubble, their coach, and she was just saying that like, you know, they needed something that just felt like, you know, something that everybody loved, almost restart the season because of like the struggles that they were seemingly having like with their points and their levels at the Grand Prix, and they just wanted like a fresh start. And I think it's a really smart strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to spend a ton of time previewing today, obviously, because we're 50 minutes in. But for the men, the most exciting program that I've seen in practice is from a young, I don't know how old he is.
No,
Sam
he's not
Mindra.
He's young. He's in his 20s, like mid-20s.
Excuse me. Ashley's telling me he's in his mid-20s.
That's a man,
so
not a boy.
Young.
Yeah.
Not young.
Old.
But he has an incredibly exciting, cool free skate that I think everyone's going to love. And when we were watching it in practice, Adam said, okay, if I was running a Vegas ice show, I would have him signing a contract before he left the ice today.
Yes. I have this dream that I'd love to have, like produce this, like, Vegas residency ice show.
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't that be, like, amazing? Have any of you ever seen the ice shows on the cruise ships before? They're amazing. Full production, great costumes. And I think, like, this, so many of these skaters are such great performers. Like, they deserve an outlet like that. We deserve a Vegas fucking residency.
Yeah.
And I was telling the girls, I was like, if I was producing this and I was, like, trying to, like, scout skaters, scout the dog. And if I was trying to, like, get skaters to get them to sign, like, contracts, I'd be down there at the ice with, like, Sam Mindra. I'd be like, unfortunately, you're not competing. You're going to Vegas.
Right. You're retired.
And so we were thinking, like, who else would be in your, like, Vegas residency? I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah, obviously Sonya Hilmer's right there. Yuna Aoki.
Yes.
Has to be there.
Yes.
But then I wanted to throw in Yebin Mock.
Yes, Yebin.
Oh.
And then a little a group number, but the main focus is...
Megan Duhamel.
Nina Petrokina, and she kills off all
everyone.
The
yes.
Everyone.
And she kills everyone. I'm saying La Breva Brousseau.
Yes.
Yes.
You need them.
I think the finale would just be them doing...
They
wearing sunglasses.
Vegas.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Josephine Taliagard.
Yes!
We need a yes. Celine number in here. I think I would need Vladimir Litvinov in any Vegas program. They smoke inside there in Vegas.
Yes.
You can smoke in those
He'll
casinos.
He'll love it. They'll love it.
He's going to love it. They're going to love him.
Yes.
Every
oh, yeah.
well-produced show needs a moment where the audience goes, what the fuck?
Yes.
Like this one.
I was just going to say, like I'm sure you've done today.
Yeah.
But I just think that would be a dream. We're like, who has $1 billion? Somebody will help us out with that.
Yeah. Yeah, Laureen yeah. LeCavalier was someone that came to mind.
Well, I said, well, because Laureen was unfortunately banned from competition for doing cocaine.
Yes.
Well, very Vegas.
That right. is very Vegas.
So she will be fundraising.
Yeah. Supplying.
Yes, supplying. Yes.
Yeah. Concession stand.
Yeah.
Working the concession stand.
I just, with the, there was Ice Follies, there was Ice Capades, just all of these, like, amazing shows, mm-hmm. which also produced all of these, like, amazing choreographers. David
yeah.
Wilson is from these shows. Lori Nichol is from these shows. Tom Dixon. It's Sarah Karahara. Like, I just feel like there are so many amazing skaters that, like, deserve to be, like, performing and, like, superstars.
Visible.
Visibility. You guys,
is
right?
everything.
It is.
It is. Who are you guys Ooh. Most excited to see over the course of Dance and Men today?
Well, I mean, this is another, like, really hotly contested, like, these Olympic spots for the men. I think, like, Ilya, he's coming here. He's going to do his job. He'll be on the Olympic team. He's getting ready for the Olympics.
Yeah.
But then it's that second and third spot where it feels like Jason has done enough throughout the years. How will he fare, right?
Yeah.
And he hasn't had, like, the best Grand Prix season, but it was better than last year. And, like, is he going to be, like, peaking at the right time? He has all the experience in the world. And then we have this, like, crop of, like, 4 or 5 skaters who are in that mix for another spot.
I'm really excited to see Tomoki's short program in person.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's so good. It's so fun. I feel like it's going to be great energy in the arena for that.
Yes. Oh, actually, so Michelle was telling us yesterday that she was speaking with Miss Hamada, who is Tomoki's coach. He trains in Japan. And she was they were asking, like, you know, what are the things that you did to, like, improve his skating? And she was like, well, when he first got here, he was just swinging around. Which was the perfect explanation.
That's absolutely what he was doing.
And so it was just...
And his technique had too much bounce.
Yes. Which was also like, wow, that's
I've never
right.
described that jumping style ever. Except now that's the only way I'm going to describe it.
But Ashley made a really interesting point that, like, we want to go back and ask Miss Hamada about where it's like in Japan, there are so many skaters on the ice that it's, like, dangerous to be a lefty. And
there
so,
are no lefties. They,
right.
Oh my goodness. Her name's
Satoko Miyahara
was originally a lefty skater and they forced her as a lefty. I feel awful.
Yes.
To learn how to skate righty. And I do wonder if her jumps would have been a little bit bigger.
Maybe yeah. they were huge.
But honestly, yeah. like that must have felt so awkward. Yeah. So.
But also a dangerous place to be swinging around.
The yeah. wrong way. Yeah. No yeah. offense.
You can't swing because of traffic reasons. Yeah.
No.
But I feel like this short is like a good channeling of the swinging and yes. the bouncing and the speed.
I've been
and I think
really,
it's gonna be great.
Really impressed with him this season. I know. It yeah. is like he feels to me like a dark horse at yeah. this event.
He looks really relaxed in practice too so far. So I can't wait. And we can't wait for the rest of our shows this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you all for coming today. This is awesome.
Thank this you. Is amazing.
Please, like, give another round of applause for U.S. Figure Skating Winterfest, yes. Gateway Arch Foundation. Thank you so much. And, of course, Megan Duhamel.
Oh. Yeah, let's hear from Megan. Now listen, this would be the time when we do play the closing outro, but listen, I'm not a technical wizard up here. So you're going to have to imagine it happening. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Have an amazing event tonight. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.